Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Trevor Helps Out by Christopher Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland. Trevor the traction engine was feeling depressed. He couldn't breathe properly. "Your boiler needs mending," said his owner, the vicar. "But I can't afford it at present." One morning, the vicar's telephone rang. The vicar answered it, and then hurried out to see Trevor. "You may be a bit under the weather, but you can manage this," he said. "The farmer has a tree down, and wants us to saw it up." When Trevor had steam, they went off to the farm and set to work in the field near the railway. Thomas passed with Edward's coaches. He whistled cheerfully. When Edward passed later that morning, he was pulling trucks with a sort of tent over them. These were specifically for carrying China clay. The men called them hoods. "Why hoods?" Thomas had asked Bill and Ben. "The hoods are those things like tents," explained Bill. "They keep the clay dry," added Ben. "Wet clay goes in tanks." But to Trevor, they were simply trucks. He was enjoying himself. The only thing he liked more than helping the vicar was giving children rides. He chunted happily as his pile of logs beside him grew. Edward returned with the same empty trucks. As he passed the place where Trevor was working, the line seemed to wobble under him. "Whoa, that feels like a loose rail," he thought. "We'd better tell the maintenance team." At the harbour, Edward exchanged the empty trucks with full ones and set off for the junction again. Trevor dozed. The wind had dropped, and it was comfortable in the autumn sun. It seemed no time at all before he heard Edward coming back. Trevor whistled a cheerful greeting. He was watching Edward, and so did not see one of the trucks. Six from the end, sink, jump, and shudder. Just at that place where Edward had felt a weakness in the line that morning. Sparks flew, a truck wheel jammed, and with a crack, a coupling broke. The last six trucks and the guard's van lurched, bumped, and stopped. The guard, safe in his van, blew his whistle. Edward, far in front, didn't hear it, and hurried on without realizing what had happened. But Trevor was closer to the guard's van than Edward. He heard the whistle and looked back to see trucks laying at strange angles. Trevor called in horror.
"Stop, Edward, stop!"
Edward heard that.
"It's Trevor," he called anxiously. "What's wrong?"
"We'd better stop and see," said his driver. The fireman climbed into the tender. "Phew," he exclaimed. "Look, it's not Trevor. It's us!" The guard went to protect the train. The fireman went to the farmhouse to telephone for help. And soon the breakdown gang came to clear the line. That evening, the fat controller came to see Trevor.
"Thank you, Trevor," he said. "I heard about your boiler, and because you saved a nasty situation, you are to go to the works to be mended. Would you like that?"
"Oh, sir," said Trevor, "thank you."